Welcome to the 2008 Do Shop. Our championship round is about to begin. Let's meet our competitors.
First up is Joe, who won his qualifying match by mounting a spoiler onto the back of his 1985 Honda Accord.
He's a pretty big douche, all right. But so is Luke, who punched his ticket to the finals last week by wearing a Che Guevara t-shirt and eating a Big Mac at the same time.
And they're off!
Luke starts things off with a predictable color pop hat tilt combo, all while pretending as though he knows how to C-walk.
More like D-walk, Bob. Joe counters by revealing his new tattoo.
What language is that, Tom?
Not sure, Bob, but it definitely translates to douche.
Not to be outdone, Luke has just worn sunglasses to a casual poker game among friends.
Douche is wild!
Joe now tosses on his high school letterman's jacket. Can we confirm?
Yes, he graduated 6 years ago.
Back to Luke, who has just joined a co-ed City League softball team and is taking it way too seriously.
Oh, I think he got some boobage on that play, Bob.
Classic douche.
Speaking of douche, Joe has just joined a pickup basketball game in which neither team is designated skins.
Oh.
Will he? Will? Yes! He has taken off his shirt anyway.
This man has douche in his veins.
Luke knows that if he's gonna recover from that blow, he needs to pull out something truly douche-tacular.
Here is where we find what Luke is truly made of, and I hope for his sake it is douche. Luke starts off by failing to locate New Zealand on a world map.
That's good, but he's gonna have to do better than that.
Oh, and he has!
That's legal documentation that he has officially changed his name to Chad.
Oh my douche.
What?
Oh, he is actually photoshopping abs onto his profile picture.
And this contest is over.
Joe has thrown in the bandana.
Till next time, everyone.
Thanks for watching.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Monday, September 8th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name is Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 83 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
Exhausted.
Exhausted?
Yes.
Wow.
Quite a night.
Quite a night. Quite a weekend. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you forgetting something?
No, I'm not.
What about me?
Oh, how are you? I already know how you are. You're just as you're more exhausted than I am.
Just ask me though.
How are you?
I'm shitty.
Oh. Oh, no pun intended.
Oh, no. Well,
there
is a little. Okay. Anyway, well, we'll start just right off the top. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Big Monday Night Show. We did go see Sweatshop Union in Missoula last night, and it was amazing, and we got videos and pictures and all that stuff. But to start things off, I would just like to talk to MySpace real quick and Stereo Radiation. Hi, guys. I'm not talking to you right now, though, so just sit there and shut the fuck up for a minute. MySpace apparently has a little problem with one of my emo poetry videos because, and I don't understand why it was just this one, but like all of those videos, if you guys are fans of the show, youtube.com/jamhole, you'll know what emo poetry is, my little spoken word fucking bit. They fucking took down one of the videos because it infringed upon somebody's copyright because I used this classical music for the background of it. And, like, I understand the whole copyright thing, but the guy that wrote the piece I was using died in the 1800s. He wrote this before there was any such thing as Sony or copyright laws or anything like that. And I seriously doubt there's nobody left in his family that's even alive to be like, hey, you can't use that. So it was weird that they would take that one down but leave the rest of them up, even
right,
though I use the same fucking song in all of the intros and shit.
And it's still on all the other websites.
Well, and I mean, YouTube is not run by fucking MySpace and shit like that. But it just seems weird. Like, we were trying to figure out, like, how they would have... God damn it. I hate that. It just, the smell like sticks to the pop filter, and I don't like that. Oh, Stereo Radiation says the orchestra that performed it can claim a copyright. But would they actually go on fucking my MySpace video page and go through the videos and be like, you can't do that? Or, because they said the copyright owner was fucking Sony.
Right.
So it wasn't even the orchestra. It was fucking Sony.
How can, I just wonder how Sony can have a copyright to something that was written hundreds of years ago before they existed.
They purchased it or something? Like, hey, greedy.
From who?
Hey, greedy, Sony. Leave me the fuck alone, huh? I mean, and it's not like I could understand if I was fucking, if I put a video up with this classical music and was like, hey, guys, I decided to become a classical music composer. Check out my newest piece, The Fucking Promenade by whoever the fuck, I don't remember right now. And, like, do you guys like it? Well, then give me money for it. And it's like, I just used it to fill fucking background sound.
Right.
You know? Like,
it's not you're getting anything from it.
And it's free. Like, I'm not being like, hey, give me money for my fucking poems and shit. Like, it's all for fucking fun. And there, Sony has to come along and be like, no, we're big fucking douchebags. Speaking of fucking douche, I think Sony, if Sony would have been in that competition, they would have won. Yeah. It would have been like, oh, and Sony's pulling out the old fucking DRM copyright law. That is a douche move. So, I don't know. It just kind of pissed me off that, like, it's like, if you're going to take one down, just fucking take them all down so I can just walk away from posting videos on MySpace. It's like, I post them on YouTube, my MySpace, the Jamhole MySpace, my Blogger sometimes. And I just try and get those out, just like we do with the show, on as many places that I want them on.
Did you upload the video again?
No.
Are you gonna?
I was gonna, and just mute fucking everything. And just be like, fine, go fuck yourself, hair.
No, just upload it exactly the same.
Well, then they... See, what happened was they're like, your fucking upload privileges have been suspended. Now you have to take this copyright test and we'll reinstate your upload privileges. Now, if you get caught infringing on copyrights twice, they'll shut down your whole account.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I know, right?
And this was on the Jamhole MySpace page?
I don't remember.
I think it was.
I think so. Stereo Radiation says, MySpace is still for faggots. I couldn't agree more, sir. How's your MySpace doing, by the way, homo? So that, I don't know, it just kind of was, it just pissed me off that, like, they would, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I wonder how everything's doing, how the internet's doing. Your video has been taken down. It's just like a slap in the face. It's like...
And it's no different than any of the other videos. They all have that same song.
It's like, you know, MySpace, after everything I fucking done for you? I thought we were tight, bro. Me and you, MySpace, I thought we were fucking brosives. And you fucking do this to me? It's like a slap in the face with your fucking MySpace cock. And I don't appreciate that at all. It kind of hurt my feelings.
The only thing we could figure out is that the song was played a lot longer in that video than any of the other videos.
Yeah.
But that's the only difference.
Yeah, that was because I did a little ass scratching in that one. And that was the blooper video of me fucking going through some of that shit and fucking it up and just getting pissed because I fucked it up. And I hate when I do that. It's like, really, Matt? Who wrote this, Matt? Oh, right, you did, Matt. You wrote it, but you can't fucking say it? Cool, retard. And it just fucking pisses me off that I fucking stumble over my own words like that. Granted, yeah, they're fucking blah, 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 all over the place, but I wrote it. Like, I should be able to fucking say it. So, I don't know.
I know, but that's no different than someone who writes music on an instrument and can't play it.
Well,
I mean, it's still hard.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, words are like, I get tongue-tied sometimes.
Well, and you're in, like, you go really fast sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, I'll say, like, two words and just switch them, and then I'll be like, ugh, damn it. And just,
fuck.
And just get all pissed. So, yeah, that was that. And then, what the fuck did we do? I went and got you, we went and ate, and then, we went to, check the oil in my car. Do you care to tell us about that,
no.
Braden? No? No? So,
it's
like,
all right.
Hold
this,
on.
This
no,
story
I'll tell
isn't
them.
Nearly as good as the next
one. This is pretty good, though. The, like, my fuck up was, understandable. Yours was, you're just a fucking idiot.
Not really, so, because it's something I didn't know how to do.
Then you shouldn't have said, I am like, hey, Braden. Hey, Braden.
You said, hey, Braden. Hey, Braden. Do you know how to check the oil? And I said, yes, I know how to check the oil.
Okay. He checks it, and he's like, dude, it's really low. I'm like, all right, here, there's a quart in the car. Can you put this in, Braden? And what did you say, Braden?
I said,
yes.
Sure.
Okay. Now, I'm inside, and I'm fucking getting us rock stars. I get us, like, four fucking rock stars. It's a fucking 120-mile trip there, 120 miles back, in my fucking car with this guy right here.
And you enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, I did. We did. We made a couple video. Well, we made a video of us in the car, and then we made one when we got there, and then we took some video of the sweatshop, and hopefully I won't be up all night again editing that shit, but I probably will be. So I come out after getting all the stuff, and there's all this, there's a huge puddle of oil under my car, and I'm like, dude, where's that leaking from? And he's like, I don't know, but it's really hard to pour it into this little hole. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I fucking look in the car, and he's pouring the oil in where the fucking dipstick was. Braden, how did that even sound like a good idea? Like, how many cars do you know that you put the oil in where the dipstick is and then you put the dipstick back in?
I wouldn't know. I've never put oil on a car.
Well, I appreciate you using my car for your first.
No problem.
You always remember your first.
Yeah, right.
And, I mean, common sense much? Like, I would have looked at that and been like, man, that hole is really fucking small. Is there a funnel or something? Or maybe it's not supposed to go in that hole. Have you ever experienced that?
Yes.
With a vehicle?
No.
Would you care to elaborate?
It was a joke.
Oh, yes. This whole trip was a fucking joke. So, I'm like, dude, just fucking, I thought you had poured, like, the whole thing in. And after that, I was kind of impressed that that was all that you had spilled after a whole thing. But then I grabbed the bottle, and it's, like, pretty much all the way full. The only oil that was taken out is now on the floor. So I'm like, dude, I fucking slap him in the face, and I fucking unscrew the oil cap, and I'm like, you see how much bigger that hole is? What did you say? Oh.
I don't remember what I said.
I had never seen you more enlightened. You're like, oh,
no,
that's
I've been much
where,
more enlightened, don't worry.
That's where it goes. So, yeah, we put the fucking oil in, and it wasn't even that low. Like, I don't
no,
even think
was,
you fucking...
It was under half.
I don't think you checked it right.
I did.
It, or
there's
maybe...
There's a thing that says full and a line right underneath it.
Right.
And it was more than halfway under after I wiped it off and put it back in.
What it probably was then is all the oil from you having had poured it into the fucking dipstick hole.
No, I checked it before I poured any in.
Right, but I'm saying when I checked it after...
Right.
It was full,
yeah.
And maybe it wasn't full, and maybe that's why the car was smoking like shit when we went around that fucking turn thing, the freeway thing, remember?
Oh,
when
right,
every,
yeah.
Because it's like the loop that you fucking merge onto the freeway, but it goes around like three times.
Yeah, it's a
so,
long turn.
And it's the same turn, so all I think what, it my car's done this before, and I think...
And you took it pretty fast.
Well, yeah, because I knew that might happen, so I was like, okay, the quicker I can get down this... Maybe the oil won't shift. And I think what happened is all the oil shifts to one side of the car. And then if you give it any gas, it just fucking sputters. And it blows out this nasty looking smoke and shit. And I just was coasting because I didn't want... And then you go straighten it. You wait until everything settles again. And then you can go. And so that was nice. And then so we get to Missoula. And we fucking meet up with our friend Adam. And he's been on the show before. He's the country... the non-country country DJ. The kid we tag team this that one chick with it, I don't remember what.
That's how you always bring back his memories.
Well,
like,
just
yeah,
on
he,
this show because that was one of the more memorable things we talked
true.
About. That's the only thing I can remember that we fucking talked about. And I know, you know, you're older now. I mean, he's like a year older than me, but he's kind of more settled down now. You know, he has his home and his dog and
his World of Warcraft.
His World of Warcraft and. So, you know, you have a couple friends over, maybe you don't even really like us that much, but it's like, you know, I grew up with you kinda, so you have to pretend to be nice. So what does he fucking do? He sits us down and puts in a movie. And I'm like, oh, all right, that's cool. We have, you know, a couple hours to kill.
Right, we were eating some food anyway.
Yeah, the show starts at fucking 7 or 8, so we got a couple hours to kill.
Yeah, right, let's, 7 or 8. Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that. But yeah, the show, we were thinking the show starts at 7 or 8, because that's what it fucking said on the thing. So he puts in this movie, Nacho Libre. And had you ever seen that movie before?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out.
I am very sorry for that.
Yeah.
I have never seen that movie.
It's a terrible movie. I was not very happy when he said we were watching that movie.
It was the worst movie I've ever seen Jack Black in. Possibly just in general the worst movie I've ever fucking seen in my life.
The worst movie I've ever seen that had like a high Hollywood budget and all that stuff.
Well, yeah.
I mean, of course you've seen movies that are worse that are and like shit, but
I guess I should have known it was like a Nickelodeon movie. It's like, how did Jack Black go from Tenacious D fucking cunt and piss and shit to Nick, you know? Right. And then it's like, you watch the movie, you're like, oh, that's how. Okay.
He's not funny at all.
And I didn't really ever get into Tenacious D that much. Like, he's just another one of those fucking, he's not good at comedy and he's not good at playing music, so he takes his limited comedic knowledge and his limited music knowledge and combines them, and overall he has one whole type of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's still shit,
right?
But he appeals to that probably the same fucking crowd that Dane Cook appeals to, just these fucking retards that are like, oh, he just rhymed cunt with punt. Ha ha ha, that's funny. No, that's not funny at all. And the thing that really got me, like, he plays this Mexican priest or a monk.
Yeah, he works in a church or something.
Whatever.
Like a bunch of orphans.
It doesn't even matter. He could have been the fucking guy sweeping up the room after the strippers were done. It did not matter at all. But what got me was his Spanish-Mexican accent. Like, he tried to sound like Antonio Banderas, kind of, in Zorro. Like, that's what I kept picturing.
Yeah.
But then every now and then, there were just certain words he could not say with that accent. So he would just
be completely normal.
Yeah, or he would just kind of mumble it a little bit, or he would say it, like, just kind of, like that. It's like, dude, practice, or don't do it. Get a fucking Spanish guy. Like, his fucking friend in the movie, he was a fucking Mexican. Mm-hmm. His Spanish accent was just fine. I don't know if they did that to be funny, because it wasn't at all.
No, not at all.
There was maybe, like, two parts that I kind of, like, smiled at, and I was just smiling because it's like, man, somebody paid him money to do this. And that just blows me away. It's like, here we are, fucking 83 episodes later, just doing it for free, having a good time, being way more fucking funny, getting way more laughs than this fucking jerk off. But yet he's in these fucking movies and shit. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't have picked somebody else? It's a wrestling movie. This guy is not in shape at all.
Well,
like,
and the thing is about that is it also doesn't matter so much that it was Jack Black. It's just a shitty movie.
Well, yeah, but
like, regardless of who played that role.
Wasn't it hyped as, like, another fucking movie Jack Black's in? Come see it if you liked School of Rock or whatever movies.
Not really.
Like, usually,
because it's nothing like any of the other movies he's been in.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I try not to watch movies he's in because I don't find him funny at all. I don't know. I never cared for it. But it just seemed like it was,
I don't, he's usually like a druggie or something.
He reminds me of
his movies.
He reminds me of Adam Sandler. Like, he has two characters and he uses them over and over and over again. Until somebody else is like, hey, I wrote another script for that one character you have. Oh, which one? You know, the only one you fucking have. Oh, yeah, that one. Like, here's your fucking check for $20 billion fucking dollars. Cool. Maybe you could go buy yourself a sense of humor next time, and then I'll write you a fucking movie for it, you fucking retard. It's like a slap in the face almost. And then he's telling us how he got the movie. He's like, oh, yeah, I went to fucking Blockbuster and went in the bargain bin and paid 98 cents for it. It's like, man,
oh, wow.
I would have felt bad even downloading that movie for free. I'd have been like, holy shit, dude, I pay $50 a month for my internet. I would have divided that by however many fucking gigs it would have taken me to get that movie. And I would have been like, fuck, I got effed. Yeah. I got fucking effed. And then I would have added in how much time I wasted on that movie.
Right.
Not to mention the time after I watched that movie trying to get the movie out of my fucking head. Like, you lose in that fucking equation. There's no two ways about it. If you watch that movie, you lose. You fail miserably. It's like playing World of Warcraft. You fail. The only people that win in World of Warcraft is Blizzard Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that on the drive back, about how it's your prescription.
Yeah, yeah. How
the $15 prescription.
Yeah, how World of Warcraft is so fucking... It's an addiction. We all agree on that. World of Warcraft is an addiction. It's a fucking reward-based game. It's just like doing drugs. And we're like, well, who gets the money in that thing? And then Braden brought it to my attention that you have to pay a monthly subscription to Blizzard to play that game. And I didn't know that. I thought it was just like you buy the fucking thing and you can play it. And he's like, you know, it's $15 a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, a subscription, there's your fucking prescription right there. You pay Blizzard. They are your fucking drug dealer now. You have an addiction that you fucking waste money on. Why don't you just go get fucking high?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather shoot heroin again than play fucking World of Warcraft.
Yeah, that'd be more enjoyable.
It would be.
I mean, heroin's a little harder on your body physically.
I don't think so.
No, I think it is.
Nay.
How so? I mean...
You play World of Warcraft. What are you doing? You were sitting in your fucking chair for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Mm-hmm. Just sitting there. And then you eat and you're just sitting there. If you shoot heroin, you're going to go out and do stuff.
I guess it depends on the kind of heroin user you are.
Well, yeah. When I did, I would not just sit around. Like, I would do it and then go do stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the thing. You know, you'd get high and you'd go do stuff. That shit, you're just sitting there and you're just, your brain is fucking going, but you're just like, bleh.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, like, heroin's in World of Warcraft are bad for you in different
ways.
Well,
yeah,
ways.
Yeah. And I've lost friends to both.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adam. But it's like...
I mean, you can't overdose on World of Warcraft.
The fuck you can't?
Well, I mean, it's not going to kill you if you play too much of it.
I mean, not yet. It might. It might. What if you fucking... You stop peeing? Because you're like, okay, one more level up, one more level up, one more level up. What was it that Adam said to us? He was so fucking proud of it. He's like, I have three characters now. One of them's a 25 level, the other one's a 26 level, and one's a 15 level. I'm working on the 15 level right now. God, I hate my life.
You think that's why he's gone to World of Warcraft?
Because he hates his real life?
Yeah, he's just so miserable now.
I think it's a good possibility.
Really?
I would like to have him back on the show, and we could have a fucking intervention.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that with him.
And guess what he did instead of... We went down there, and he was going to go to the Sweatshop Union concert with us. Guess what he did instead of going to the concert with us?
Well, I sent him a text message. I was like, so are you coming back? He's like, I forget what he said. He's like, oh, I'm doing something else. I Braden was like, so what'd he say? I'm like, oh, he says he's doing something else. What's he doing? Playing WoW? World of Warcraft? I was like, I'm going to ask him. And I talked to him this morning, and he went out gambling to a casino.
Oh, so
another addiction.
Yeah,
and then, hold on. And then he went home, uh-huh. And then he played World of Warcraft until he passed out.
We went to the other side is where it was at, and we got there at 8 o'clock, and it hadn't started like it said it would. And it didn't even start until like 11.
Dude, so, okay, check this out. Let me set the scene for you. We get there. And I'm expecting it to be like, you know, just like a concert thing. I didn't know what the other side was. I've never been to a show in Missoula that wasn't at the Harry Adams Fieldhouse where we saw George Clinton and Moody Blues and all that shit. So I'm expecting we pull in there and there's going to be a bunch of cars where you have to find a place to park and we're going to have to walk and we're going to have to wait in line and all this shit. So I'm like, hey, let's get there a little early so maybe we can be one of the first ones in. We can get a good seat and shit. We fucking roll around this corner, fucking desolation, emptiness, nothing.
And the parking lot to begin with was this little tiny thing.
Yeah,
anyway.
But hey, we all roll in there, fucking front row parking. I forget what you said, but it was like, dude, I'm glad we got here so soon. It was great. So yeah, we're out there and we're just fucking waiting and waiting and waiting, and we see these other people bringing in equipment, and we're like, so are the doors even open yet? And they're like, no, they're still setting up.
When did we get in there? Do you remember what time it was that we
like
went inside?
10.
10?
Because then we waited for about another hour.
And then Slopstar played.
While some awful fucking DJ was playing.
Oh, he was
this
so
guy,
bad.
He was train wrecking hip hop, but he wasn't even mixing. He had a laptop on, and like, the thing
he was
I got
just playing records. He didn't even mix them together.
No,
for a nice transition.
Like, stop one and then start the other. Yeah. And then the thing that got me was like, you'd hear some scratching and shit, and you would normally look up and expect to see a DJ with headphones on fucking scratching records. You look up and he's like just sitting there looking at his fucking iMac.
Yeah,
his
he's
laptop.
Just standing there just looking at it, just bobbing his head.
Right, like...
Well, that wasn't even his setup. That was Sweatshop Union.
No,
setup.
It wasn't. Sweatshop had the black fucking MacBook. He had a white one up
right,
there.
Right, but he was using his turntables and mixer. Well, no, I don't think so, because, like, before the show, like, nothing was changed, and the DJ from Sweatshop Unit went up, and he moved the laptop and, like, put it on this tall stand.
Yeah,
thing.
But when the DJ left, he left with about 6 records. The rest, he was playing on his laptop.
Gotcha.
And that was it. So, like, he's like, okay, I got a bunch of these scratches set, and then you just hit a button and you scratch.
Which I don't even think he did that. He was just playing songs that had scratching in them.
Really? It kind of sounded like he was playing it over. I don't know. I was trying not to pay attention to it because it was just god-awful. So
he was basically just picked out his favorite Winamp playlist and played
through
it.
Yeah, and I sent Adam a text message. I was like, he's like, dude, is that DJ any good? And I was like, man, just imagine, like, I picked out my most favorite fucking hard-ass rap songs. Not even, like, good hip-hop. Just, like, nigger fucking rap shit. And just set my Winamp music to just play it. And then instead of using Winamp, I would use iTunes because you can set the transition to fade more. And that would maybe sound more realistic.
That would
realistic.
Sound better than this guy.
So it was just horrible. But then after that, he was done. You know, I had a couple drinks. You couldn't drink because you had these two... The people that are under 21 had these two big giant black X's on their hands.
Yeah, they do that everywhere.
Really? I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
like,
that's how they always do it.
I felt bad for you almost. It was like kind of embarrassed that like you're having to walk around with these huge black X's on your hands.
Although,
you're not old enough.
Pretty much everyone had them. There was hardly anyone in there.
There was a lot of people drinking and shit.
Yeah, but there was more that had the fucking huge X's on
really?
Their hands.
I didn't notice. But I don't know. I was once the other guy. So this other group called Slopstar got on, and it's this fucking MC and this DJ, and they were fucking awesome. Like, this kid had an MPC fucking beat machine and records, and he was like scratching.
And he made up all of his
shit.
Own beats too that they played.
And then he was like just doing them like freestyle. Like, he had the beat machine set up and he was just hitting the drum pads, like making beats while the guy was rapping. Mm-hmm. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And
it was
he
good.
Did like some spoken word shit, and I was like, whoa, dude, cool. So while fucking Sweatshop was playing, the guy was back there, you know, working their merchandise booth. So I took one of our stickers and wrote on the back of it that I'd like to have him on the show and maybe see if he would do like an emo poetry episode with us. And, you know, I thought that'd be kind of cool because he did some awesome shit. I was very impressed. And he lives in Missoula. So, you know, we're not that far from that. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a show like next week or something, I think.
They have two more. They have one like in a week and another one in October.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. And then so they got done, and then Sweatshop came on. First Kyprios got up there and he was doing his shit, and he's like the dude with the fucking deep voice. I don't know if you guys listen to Sweatshop Union, but he's got like the deeper fucking voice, and he did some of his own shit, which was just fucking awesome. And then he did some of his spoken word shit, which was fucking awesome. And then they all got on, and that was just fucking awesome. So
they played for such a long time.
I know, dude. They played
I could hardly stand.
They played
like halfway through.
They played so many fucking songs. It was awesome. But I'm not really gonna. I mean, you can't really explain much more. Nothing else really happened. But I got a bunch of videos of them performing and some of his spoken word stuff. So we'll get that shit edited up on YouTube.com/thejamhole. So then it's like fucking what 2 a.m.
by the time the concert
because it got started late. And I probably still would have went, even if it would have been like show starts at midnight. I wouldn't have left at like fucking 1 being like, hey, let's get there so we can get good seats. Hopefully it's not sold out.
Right.
And it was a small crowd, which, I don't know, I kind of, that's how I saw them last time when they came to Whitefish. And it's cool because you can get, like, right up there. And I got them to sign my fucking book that I write all my shit in, which was kind of cool because they're, like, one of my favorite hip-hop groups.
Their
and to
signatures
have,
were crazy, too. He drew, like, a whole picture.
Yeah,
shit.
Like, fucking pictures with their names and shit. Yeah. It's like, man, I'm glad there wasn't a long line of people because you guys would be here all fucking night.
And they were doing that for everyone they gave a signature to.
Yeah, totally. So it's cool to have that in the book that I write in. It's like, yeah, dude, you guys signed this shit. That's fucking awesome. So then we fucking were standing around talking to him and shit. And I thought, like, when you go on tour, you have a bus and you just chill.
Some people do. But I guess it depends on how high up you are.
Yeah, right? And they're still pretty small. I mean, they're popular, but they don't, like, go that way. You know, they use their money and they buy these beat machines and shit like that. I don't know. So anyway,
well, they aren't, you know, big, huge, like, you know, a lot of the mainstream stuff is, where they're like have all these endorsements and all this.
Well, yeah, they don't
stuff.
Do I mean, any of that at all. Yeah. So I just thought maybe they would have chartered a bus or something, right. But he's like,
driver.
Man, we got a long fucking drive. I was like, yeah, dude, us too. I have to drive another like 120 miles back. He's like, I was like, so do you guys drive or you have a bus or what? He's like, yeah, I drive this guy right here. I was like, holy shit, dude, that's what we say. That's so weird. And then, yeah, like, I guess they just all sit in this truck and he just fucking drives and they, I don't know, man. I don't know, like, I couldn't imagine what it would be like with that many people. Like, just me
yeah,
and
seven
you
of
was,
them.
Yeah, it's a fucking
They must
group.
Have a big van.
Or something, or a trailer, I don't know. So, yeah, we leave, and we're like, oh my fucking god, I'm tired, we've been fucking hip-hopping, like, all night, and now we have to sit in a car and drive back. We better get more rock stars. And at this point, at every drink I finish, I throw it in the back of the car, and you just hear, like, cans.
Whenever we turn, whenever we stop, just clank, clank, clank.
There's just cans rattling around.
I counted, I don't know, you seemed very surprised when I started counting them out. There was about, like, 13 or 14 of them back there, all from our trip to Missoula and
That's
back.
So awesome. Yeah, because we cleaned the car out before we left.
Yeah, there was no garbage in there.
Holy shit, dude. And then, so, I'm like, man, we're hungry, too, because we ate some fucking bullshit pizza while we were watching Nacho Libre.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we load up on the last fucking bit of money we have. We got, like, some jerky, some more fucking candy, just sugar, shit to keep
Cookies.
Us awake. So, we drive back, and we're just talking, trying to keep me awake and shit, and we get home, and we just fucking pass out. I'm like, dude, you're staying here. I'm not driving all the way to your house because my house is like on the way back and then his house is all the way on the other side of town. So I wake up at like fucking 7 this morning after going, we go to bed at like 4 and my stomach is just rumbling something fierce. Like I got cramps. Like I need to go take a shit.
Yeah.
So I fucking get up and I go sit on the toilet and I'm just hating life. Like I'm tired as fuck. I know I have to get up in, like, another hour, and that's if I want to wake up when I'm supposed to be at work. So it's like, all right, well, I'll be a little late. And so I fucking just nasty shit. Like, I am not feeling well. My plumbing is not working well. Just diarrhea and just shit. I finally get that.
Were you pissing out of your ass?
I was, actually, a little bit. We talked about that on the way back, like, pissing out of your ass. And so I finish, I think, and I'm good, and I wipe my ass, and I get a paper towel, and I throw some water on it to, you know, make sure you get everything.
Right.
And I fucking go back to sleep. And then my phone rings, and they're like, hey, you coming to work? I'm like, yeah, just let me sleep like another hour. And this was at like 8:30. I'm like, all right, bye. I wake up at 10 or 10:30. I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta go. So I get up and I get dressed and shit and I fucking put on everything. And I brush my teeth and I'm ready to go. And I come out here and Braden's all ready to go. And I feel gas again. And I'm like, god damn it. So I fucking push and I fart and I don't even know how to fucking say this.
He shit his pants.
Is that how you say it?
That's what happened. You tried to fart, but instead the shit came out.
Oh, God. Maybe we shouldn't have mentioned that.
Yeah.
So, now I have shit in my pants. And I've never done that before. Like, what do I fucking do now? Like, you know, maybe when I was a kid, I shit my pants. Hold on. I shit my pants and then, you know, your mom would come and clean it up.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about it. Now I have to worry about this. And I'm worrying about it. Like, what do I do with shitty pants? So I fucking...
You were sitting on the toilet for like another 20 minutes.
I know. And while I'm sitting there, I'm just... I'm looking down at my pants at this puddle of shit. It's like a puddle of shit, pissy shit, just runny shit, just in my pants. And like you could see where it first hit from the burst of the fart. And then it kind of just sprayed a little bit. And I'm just looking at it like, wow, Matt, wow, you just shit your pants. Holy shit. So I'm fucking, I finish fucking dumping some more, hopefully, this time. And I'm like, hey, Braden, you grab me some paper towels, please? Because I'm not putting them back on.
Right.
And I'm not going to fucking hobble out here with you out here with my fucking shitty pants around my ankles, right? So you being the good friend, co-host that you are, you fucking grab me some paper towels and you hand them to me. And I'm like... What do I fucking do with this? Do I fucking just throw the pants out? I mean, they're the ones that have holes in them, but I like them. They're comfortable. That's why I was going to wear them to work.
So comfortable that you just felt you could shit in them.
I thought it was a fart. I thought I pooped all my poop out. Apparently, I did not. But after that, I guess I did. So I'm fucking wiping up the shit out of my fucking pants, and I fucking get it wet, the paper towel, and I'm trying to just clean it up the best I can. Meanwhile, I'm fucking like 3 hours late for work at this point. I still have to take fucking douchebag home here, and I'm just not having, my stomach still fucking hurts, and I'm fucking tired. I, you know, not much sleep. I'm just ridiculously fucking tired. So I'm like, all right, Braden, go in my room and grab my other pants, please. The ones with the shit not all over the inside of them. And then I was thinking to myself, like, is this why people wear underwear? So when they shit their pants, they don't have to change their pants. They just throw their underwear away. Like, is that what the purpose is?
I don't know what the real purpose is.
I don't know. So anyway.
I'm going to actually find out right
Google
now.
Why people wear underwear. But no, so I clean it up and I leave them in my mudroom. Because, you know, I'm not going to deal with this right now. I have to get to work. And I took a picture of it. I don't know if I should have, but I did. And you can see the big fucking stain of my shit in my fucking favorite pants. My lucky pants now.
Yeah.
So I finally get him home and I get to work. And now, because that fucking happened, right? This is what I was going to tell you earlier. Because that happened, the whole rest of the day, anytime I feel a fart, I am just so fucking nervous. I'm like not at my house now, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to let this one just squeak out
as carefully
as I... Like, I am worried
that
I'm
going to
spray shit all over my pants again now.
Did you bring an extra pair of pants?
No. Negative Ghost Rider. I should have.
Yes, you should.
You should have been like, hey... Grandpa, you need another pair of pants.
Guess what? I even brought it up. It's like, maybe you should bring another pair of pants. And you're like, yeah, I should, but you didn't.
I should have, but I didn't. So, yeah, my stomach is not well. I ate way too much junk food on the way back here and then just passed out. Like, and that shit just sat in my stomach, and that was not good for me. So, like, the first one was, like, while I was loading my truck, I'm like, oh, man, is this gonna be the one? And I'm like, God, it doesn't feel like it, but, like, how do you know for sure, you know? How do you know? I don't know. So I'm like, fuck it, whatever. Okay, I'm good to go still. But, like, just all day, every time I had to fart, I, like, took serious precaution to not blow nasty, runny shit.
You gotta be gentle.
I know. And, like, I totally wasn't here because I did not know that would fucking happen. I was just like, okay, oh, fuck.
Welcome to the chat room, embarrassed shart.
Shart. Wow.
That's all.
So
for you.
That was how the rest of my fucking shit went. And then I got to work really late and I was just fucking just not having a good time. Tired and just. But I'm excited to do the show because I love doing this show. You know, like I have to fucking do it. I don't know. I could have been fucking passed out and you would have been like, hey, it's 7 o'clock. And then like, kaboom. Yeah, let's fucking do it. Woo. Right.
That's all it takes.
That's all it fucking takes. So yeah, we did have a great time and it was awesome. It was like $11 for the fucking tickets or something.
Yeah, to watch Sweatshop for like 2 fucking hours.
I know that. Yeah, dude. It was awesome. Oh, and what did we figure out about World of Warcraft? Why they call it WoW?
Because that's the only response you can come up with.
Whenever you tell your friend, they're like, so what have you been up to? Playing World of Warcraft?
Wow.
And that's it.
That's all you can say.
It could have been named something that didn't start with W-O-W, and you would still just be like, wow. Fucking wow, dude. Wow, Adam. Oh, God. I have so much work to do. Curse you, internet, and your distraction fodder. You know, it's people like this that make normal people not allowed to use the internet while they're at work.
Right, because they don't work.
Because you're sitting on the fucking internet all day just fucking jerking off. I think I'm in love with my best friend. I've only known him for 4 months, and we're pretended to get married 5 days after we met. I still have the wedding ring. It's an actual ring. It's beautiful.
Really? You pretended to get married?
It's people like you that lead on, guys, and you're like, oh, I would love to date you. You know, you're everything I want, but I don't want to ruin this friendship. But we can pretend to get married. Buy me a ring.
It sounds like this one really wants him, though.
Thing is, he's head over heels in love with me. Of course he is, because you're a fucking bitch. And guys like bitches. And has been since he met me. I don't know what to do. Well, I have a suggestion. You could keep fucking leading him on and keep getting him to buy you shit, you fucking whore. How's that?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. He gave me the most wonderful birthday present. Of course he did! You fucking dick tease, bitch! Hey, I will stare at you longingly if you just buy me shit. I'll maybe even hold your hand when we go outside. But I don't want to ruin this perfect friendship we have.
No, I wouldn't want to ruin all that.
Then go fuck yourself with the ring or something. Why do they do that? He gave me the most wonderful birthday present. He even gave it to me after he dragged me onto a rooftop from where you can see the entire city. He's trying.
How romantic.
He is fucking trying.
He wants her.
Did the sun go down and then, like, the skyscrapers lit up and it was his name with a heart and then a your name? And then he looked at you and you're like, you're such a good friend. And then you guys left and he went home and jacked off furiously.
While crying. Using his tears as lubricant.
Yeah, his tears just happen to drip onto his cock, and he's like,
Oh, I love how whenever anyone's joining the chat room now, it's like a shit joke.
Oh, like, shit cool. Stain destroyed. Is that what it takes to get you guys to come in and fucking make fun? Cool.
By the way, he even took a picture of his shitty pants.
Yeah, and I'm going to put it up there. I don't want to say I'm proud of it, but that has never happened to me before, and I'm glad you guys can share in this with me.
How did you like your new experience?
It's not one I would like to relive anytime soon. I wouldn't have minded it if I wasn't fucking already like 3 hours late for work.
Yeah.
I'm glad though that it happened here and not like say halfway to work.
What if you were at work when it happened?
I would have been like, you know what? I give up.
What would you do at that point?
I would give up.
And by giving up, you would do what?
Give up. I would just stop.
Yeah, just sit in the bathroom.
No, I would just stop wherever the fuck I was at, and I would just sit.
In your shit pants.
Until somebody came up and was like, hey, is everything all right? And I would fucking roll down my window, and I'd fucking punch him in the face! And then I would reach down into the shit, and I would fucking cover him with it, and then I would go home to clean up. His birthday is soon, and I want to give him an awesome present. I guess I'll just wait it off. What is that like a new term for jacking off? Like, I'll wait it off? Like, what does that mean? I guess I'll just wait it off. No, I don't know.
If they wait long enough, they like get off.
That maybe
they're waiting on.
I know I do.
Yeah,
I've let my son's best friend Jamie. Ooh, this isn't very anonymous. This is good. I let my son's best friend Jamie touch me sexually. Okay, do you get what's happening here?
Yeah, this
your
kid's mom.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I have touched him as well. He's only 16, so I will not allow intercourse. I have morals. Intercourse, just the tip even. That's where I draw the line.
I draw the line at second base.
I will fucking let him touch me sexually, but no intercourse, not until you're 17. But I have, on several occasions, allowed him to finger me. And, oh my God. And on a few occasions, I have pleased him orally. You'll put, weird 40-year-old, you'll put his fucking little 15-year-old dick in your mouth, but you won't have intercourse.
Hey, he's 16.
Oh, okay, my bad. That's okay then. I fear I've got myself into a no-win situation, as I think if I ever try to end this relationship, he will threaten to advise the authorities. Like, when, during that whole fucked up thing, were you like, this is a good idea?
Why did you even start anything?
Hey, son, what do you think of this? Come here. Like, really? Why would you? Oh, my God.
I don't see how she would get herself into that situation in the first place.
You know what I'd like to know? What her husband thinks about this.
I'm sure he doesn't know.
Little Jamie's father, or Timmy's father, whoever.
Yeah, that must suck to be him when she's enjoying a 16-year-old more
but
than him.
But do you know, like, 16-year-olds, they're not going to just keep the fuck quiet about that kind of shit.
No.
They're going to tell
not
all their...
Not keep giving them what they want.
Exactly. Oh, man. Son, you hold on to that one.
She's going to be like, you better have sex with me, otherwise I'm telling everyone.
Intercourse, bitch. Not even just the tip. The whole three. You know? But, like, he's going to tell his friends, and pretty soon you're going to have a line of little fucking horny 16-year-old guys waiting to finger your fucking crotch and to put their little dirty dicks in your mouth. And you know what? The first time you say no, they're going to go to fucking Jamie, and they're going to be like, she said no. And he's going to fucking bust your ass, and that is going to be the end of that, whore. How does that start in the first place? Like, hey, mom, can Jamie spend the night? Well, okay. And then, like, they go to sleep and they're talking and, like, he has to go to the bathroom and the kid's mom's in there brushing her teeth. And, like, I can see it all slow motion. Like, she turns around and he looks at her and he looks her up and down slowly and then he licks his lips. And then she looks at him and winks. And then, like, I don't know. She lays down.
Yeah,
and
how do you think that went down
him.
The first time? How did that?
I just told you. And then
the
she
first
take,
time?
And then she takes him into his mouth, into her mouth.
I don't think that's how it happened the first time.
How do you think it happened then?
Definitely not. I don't know exactly.
Well,
but there's no
you
way.
You can't say what I said didn't happen and then say, well, I don't know, but it wasn't like that. Tell me.
I know it wasn't like that. That's
set
all
the
I know.
Scene, Braden. Tell me. Enlighten me.
Never mind.
That's all you have to say?
Yes, that's all I have to say.
Well, then you better apologize and say maybe what I said did really happen.
I just said that's not how it happened the first time. I bet that did happen
eventually.
I bet once they got into, you know,
in
the casual.
In the background, it was Isaac Hayes playing, let's get on.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure once it became casual, that's how it went.
Do you think they have threesomes with the dad? Maybe he's into it, too.
Oh, God.
I want to live in that suburb.
Stereo Radiation says first time equals the kid probably came before the pants were off.
Probably, but then that's fine, you know.
Yeah, he probably came just from fingering her.
Yeah. I am addicted to phone sex with a guy that lives 700 miles away from me. And I'm only 15.
Does it really say that?
And I'm only 15. Oh. I am not making this up.
That sucks.
That sucks for the guy, because you probably told the guy you were fucking 23 or something, so he's thinking he's getting off talking to some fucking somebody his own age, mm-hmm. and then you wonder why he's like, hey, I'll buy you a plane ticket, and no, that's okay. Like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah, I... How is he not able to tell that this voice belongs to a 15-year-old? Like,
I mean, how do you know? You can know that I was a 27-year-old guy. You know?
I think I would. I feel like I would know better than that.
Really? You would like to think so.
I would.
I don't think you do, though.
I don't know.
I don't think you do. Oh, I have a little project for you guys. This was on the wall in Sykes, where we like to eat. And I want you guys to get out your pens and your papers, and if you guys have cell phones, I want you guys to call this guy, and I want you to try and record it if you can. And we're going to do the same thing, and we'll all compare notes at the end. Single white male, age 44. And what this was, there's a bulletin board up there at Sykes, and there's a jam hole poster, of course. And then there's just a bunch of miscellaneous shit. And I always look at it when I go in there, because sometimes you find things like this.
Well, that's where we found that one Hope girl, too.
Oh, yeah, Hope. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right, so it's typed out, and then he's got his phone number. Single white male, age 44, likes camping, fishing, loves country music, is a homebody. What the fuck is a homebody?
It likes to sit at home?
Is that like the white man's homeboy? Google homebody. Is a homebody and non-smoker. I am looking for a slim, single, white female.
Is that stay at home, a person who seldom goes anywhere.
Nice. Is that racist? That he's like, I want a white female. Like, what about the black females? Huh?
What about
the Mexican females?
Maybe he's just not into the interracial relationships.
Can you discriminate like that, though?
I guess. I mean...
But what if you owned a business, then? Could you just be like, I just want white customers?
Well, that's... that would be racist. I mean, who you want your life, you know, you want to be with is kind of a different thing.
Is it, though?
Than, you know, work. Or...
Is it, though? People are people. I don't see colors, Braden. I just see people. Mostly retards, but I see people.
Right.
Single white female, age 32 to 40, who likes the same things. So you have to like, you have to be a single white female, slim, 32 to 40, who likes camping, fishing, and loves country music.
Yet you
also have to be a homebody and a non-smoker.
Mm.
Good luck. Let's see, who likes same things and possibly a long-term relationship. I like how you're looking for love on the Sykes bulletin board for a long-term relationship. Should we give out his number? Here it is, 406-756-5947. Now, if you guys are going to call him, I would really like it if you could record it, because I would like to hear these, and I would like to play them on the show for everyone else to enjoy. I'm going to call him. I'll probably just use my phone. I don't care, whatever. Now, when I call him, do you think I should use, hello, honey, or, hi there, I'm a single white female, I'm 33, I don't smoke, I'm kind of shy, I love Jesus, and fingers in my vagina, or... I
would say that one. Cause
should I go with that one?
I'm very curious to see if he'll fall for it and actually think that's a girl.
Should I trap him and get him to fall for it and like set up a meet for him?
What would you do once it got that far?
Well, we would go there and stake it out and then see if he showed up.
Right, just to see what this guy looks like.
Well, that for one, and then we would see how long he would wait there for. Because I bet you he would wait, like, quite a few hours.
That is such a good idea.
Should we do that?
Yeah, we should, like, pick, like, at a park or something where we can just park the car and sit in the car
totally.
And watch
and we could just be out, like, playing hacky sack or something.
Yeah, whatever.
And, like, just every... Yeah. But I want you guys to call him. The number, again, is 406-756-5947.
Firefighter chick said she'd call.
Oh, perfect. Yes, please. But you got to record it somehow. So, because I want to play these on the show and stuff. And then maybe what we'll do is take video of the guy. And then we can play your guys'
phone. Take some
pictures
of him.
Well, yeah, that. And we'll take some video. And what we'll do is play the phone calls behind the video I take of him.
Of him waiting.
Yeah. Oh, that is perfect. All right, guys. You have your homework. You ready to do some news here?
Yeah.
Or should I read a couple more of these?
That's up to you.
Oh, one more of these. One of the guys in my dorm has the grossest dick I've ever seen in my life. We've nicknamed it the wolf dick. It looks like a cherry popsicle dropped on a barbershop floor. Holy shit. It's something that we should never look at, but we all can't stop making fun of it.
Stereo Radiation says, offer to meet him in the most dangerous part of Kalispell. I don't think that exists.
The west side by Sykes?
Over by, no, probably the Shady Lane Trailer Park.
Oh, meet me in the trail. I'm kind of scared to go down
there,
though.
Yeah, I don't want to go down there either.
I don't, yeah. Meet me down by the river, sweetheart. Yeah. And hey, bring lots of condoms, because I'm horny. I'm horny for your wolf cock. All right. Let's do some news. Episode 83 of this fucker. Ow! Oh, I beat you, but ow, that cut on my fucking finger is killing me.
Damn.
All right, this one is called, this one's a real short one here. It comes out of our most fucked up state. Say it with me, please.
Florida.
Victim takes gun while kidnapper is distracted by text messaging. You kidnap somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I have to send a text message.
What could possibly be more important than the person you've just kidnapped?
Getting the money for the kidnapping.
Did he do it through text?
But what I'm saying is, hold on, let me set the gun right here. Now I'm going to turn my back and text message. Like,
was he really that dumb that he set the gun away from him and turned around?
I don't know. This one comes out Old Smart, Florida. Authorities say a Tampa area kidnapping victim escaped by grabbing the gun of a suspect distracted by text messaging. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office is investigating the deadly Sunday night incident. Detectives say three suspects forced 20-year-old Gregory Longley into their car at gunpoint. So there's three of them. This 20-year-old kid, he must have been some rich kid or whatever the fuck. Let's see. They hoped he would lead them to another man with whom they were in a dispute with over stolen. What do you think? Stolen. Mm. You're going to rot. You're going to get in the fucking car or I will blow your fucking brains out. This is very important to me. What do you think it is?
Drugs? I don't know.
Coins.
Coins?
Coins. Do you have any change?
Got some coins.
Change! Authorities say the suspect sitting next to Longley, 18-year-old Javon Strange, what color do you think he was, huh? Laid his handgun on his lap while sending a message. Longley grabbed the gun, fatally shot Strange, and injured the suspect in the passenger seat. So this was all while they were in the car.
Wow.
I thought this was like back at the fucking...
Was this guy driving?
I think this was back at the HQ. You're tied up and shit. Maybe he got a hand free.
There,
the gun's there. I gotta go send my girlfriend a text message explaining why the fuck I'm not home watching the kids, because I know she has to be to work in like an hour because she's a waitress and she got called in on her day off and she's pissed. I don't want to have to deal with that because I hate my life. Hold on. I gotta send this text message real quick. I'll be right back. Hold on. Don't shoot me. Here's my gun. But no, in the car. Like, this
all happened.
Do you think
he was driving too?
No, this he shot the guy next to him that was text messaging, and then he shot the driver. Mm. But like, this all happened within probably like 10 minutes, maybe. Like, they grabbed him. He's in the car now. The guy sets. You're sitting next to the kid you just kidnapped. Like, hey, can you hold this gun for
me?
Yeah,
how awkward is that?
I got a text message with two hands. Can you hold this? Thanks. Oh, fuck. don't shoot, please.
I bet he was texting the ransom.
I don't know. He was probably texting like, all right, we got the kid. Now what? Longley grabbed the gun, fatally shot the dude sitting next to him, injured the suspect in the passenger seat. He ordered the driver to stop the car, escaped, and called 911. Mm-hmm. Authorities charged the driver, 18-year-old Abdu... Oh, are you... Really? Abdu... with armed kidnapping and felony murder and having a stupid first name. And that is it for that story. Short and sweet.
That was sweet.
Would you do that, though? Like, I mean, if someone tried to kidnap you, first of all,
right?
Would you just be chilling there? Like, all right, where are we going? Hey, can we stop by my homie's place real quick? I gotta get something.
No, I'd like, probably put you up would a have, bit of a fight.
You would have to hold me the fuck down.
Yeah,
because
like,
I would
I'm
be fucking. I'm throwing Hulk punches and shit.
Right.
And like, they're just like, oh, let me set my gun down in my lap by my dick.
You're
like,
not gonna give them the opportunity to.
I'm
set
grabbing
it down.
The gun. I'm fucking kicking you in the dick. I'm shooting boom in the head, boom in the head, and I'm rolling out fucking Rambo style out of the car. And
was
you guys
person,
are gonna crash.
Was the person who got kidnapped male or female?
Male.
Wow. Then I'm
20
very
years
surprised
old.
That he didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's.
I guess he was just waiting for the opportune time, which he found it.
Yeah, but well,
I wouldn't
I'm
expect
saying,
that to happen.
I'm saying from the point of view of the kidnappers,
right.
Like, you're just going to let him chill there? Like, hey, can you
yeah,
leave
like,
one hand
up?
Free so
yeah.
I can smoke or something? You know, like,
right.
Do something. That
tie
just,
him up, like, throw him in the trunk.
Yeah, the
something,
trunk.
Yeah.
It was probably his little fucking Honda Civic hatchback that his mom just bought for him.
Or it was a big, or it was like an SUV.
But
was,
I'm saying, like, if I'm kidnapping someone, you're having a black bag over your head, you're fucking handcuffed, you're tied the fuck up with rope, you're handcuffed again to your fucking ankles, and then you're tossed in the fucking trunk. Like, I'm not taking any chances. Mm-hmm. You're not sitting on my fucking lap.
Because you're not taking a chance as it is by kidnapping someone.
No, I'm saying, though, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to take chances by having you riding bitch on my fucking lap while we're in my friend's little fucking Honda Civic. So there's two of us in the back and the kid I kidnapped is one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, no fucking way. No shit, you got killed. And I'm glad he fucking shot him. And I'm glad it doesn't say anything about him maybe being brought up on charges for shooting and killing the dude that
right.
kidnapped him. Like, that's the way it should be.
Right.
You should have killed the other two people, too, for being fucking retards, and the other dude for having a fucked up like, really?
I don't know.
What do you got for us? Episode 83.
This one is called Ohio Preacher 71 Avoids Jail in Road Rage Case.
Yes.
A 71-year-old Cincinnati preacher convicted of waving a gun and threatening another driver won't be going to jail.
A preacher?
A preacher.
A man of God?
With a gun. Threatening to use it.
Well, he wasn't going to really use it. God wouldn't have let him.
Really?
Is he going to jail?
No, but
then really.
But that's because he's a preacher, not because it has anything to do with God. Let's see.
Well, if it had nothing to do with God, you wouldn't be a preacher, would you?
Well, I mean, the fact that he got away with doing this, I don't think has anything to do
where,
with God. I mean, I guess it kind of does, because he's a preacher.
Ohio?
He probably was able to pull some strings, you know?
Yeah. Like, hey, half off on all your confessions for the next month.
Hey, any of the boys at the church, all you want.
All you want. Hey, all you can eat buffet. Mm. Little boy dick. You and the girl from group hug. But no intercourse.
Right.
Till you're 18.
So instead they gave
him
2 years.
I'm making laws.
They gave him 2 years probation, 100 hours of community service, and that's it, pretty much.
What kind of community service? Having sex with our children?
Is that a service to
I don't
the
know.
Community?
If you get the kids to sign your little community service sheet, it is.
Now, because of it, he can't possess any weapons while on probation and must give up his concealed weapon permit.
Can you possess God? Because that's a weapon.
It's not a very deadly one.
Not at all.
I mean, it's
which
not,
is which is why
work.
He had a gun.
Right. Yeah,
but
he
now,
knew God wasn't gonna work.
If you're a preacher, should you be road raging? You should stop, pray to your fucking God, and be like, hey, I'm a little topped off on rage right now. Do you think you could maybe chill me out a little bit?
Right. So the judge said most gun threat cases lead to jail, but Howell would be spared because the minister has prostate cancer and glaucoma.
Oh, so if I have fucking cancer and I go out and kill people, will you spare me because I have cancer?
He didn't kill anyone, though.
I don't care.
I mean, if he would have killed someone, I'm sure he would go to jail.
You really think so?
Yes.
He would have been like, oh, I talked to God already, and he says we're good, so don't worry about it.
He'd either go to jail or go to his
He said the guy I killed was going to go to hell, but since I asked nicely, he's given him a free pass upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking bullshit. I don't like that. I don't like that at all, that you can just do that and be like, ugh, I'm sick. Like, what are you doing road raging if you have glaucoma and fucking cancer anyway?
Right.
You're gonna hurt yourself. Like, really, dude? You're 71? Should you be road raging at 71?
Should you be driving?
At 71?
Or be allowed to own a gun?
I overlooked that.
Yeah, like,
what
that's probably...
What the fuck are you shooting at 71?
The only person you should be shooting at is yourself at that point.
Yes. Thank you. I fully agree with
that. So, he was driving to old places, church at the time, when someone in his neighborhood cut him off, and he chased the other guy, and
his own neighborhood, yeah, where he lives, yeah, man of God.
Yeah, he chased after him after he got cut off.
Of course he did, because he's got his gun.
And the other motorist said that he threatened to shoot her and called her names.
He threatened her. Wow, I wish he would have shot her, just so we could be like, you fucker. You know?
Right.
Like, hey, miss, who fucking cut this guy off, because she was probably putting makeup on and having dogs in
and
her fucking lap.
Talking on the phone.
And that. Could you take one for the team, please? You stupid bitch.
I would
it
have
was
no...
probably his wife.
Probably.
He's like, man, you ever cut me off again, bitch? I'm fucking you up.
See, what he really should have done was shot her and then shot himself.
Yes.
Two birds, one stone.
And then shot God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible. That's
exactly what he should have done. So is that for that story?
Yep.
All right. This one is called Stripper Accused of Raping Best Man.
Wow.
I know, right? Can you even do that?
Now you can.
A best man alleged that she's pretty hot too. I'm looking at this picture of her. I don't think you could rape me. I would just be like, really? Let's do it to it, baby. A best man allegedly raped by a stripper with a sex toy. Oh,
ooh, penetration on his behalf.
Oh, I thought it was like she like
right.
was like, hey,
have sex
fuck,
with me. Yeah,
right. Not like. Bend over. I'm
shoving this strap on in your ass.
Holy fuck. I apologize for that previous comment.
She is not hot enough for that.
Negative. I don't care what you look like. That no, maybe a finger or two, but not a fucking strap on. No fucking way. I'll blow shit all over your face. I give a fuck.
If you have any left.
Oh man. I feel much better, though, now.
I bet you do.
Like, a
How
lot.
How is this another rock star helping you?
Well, I'm awake now
How
doing
this
show.
How many did you
show.
Drink during your route? Did you drink
Do
them?
I have to answer that?
Were you drinking them even though you felt like shit from them?
It wasn't from them. It was from the fucking nasty gas. Let's fucking tally it up.
Okay, but
Add it up, bitch. Add it up. Violent Femmes, add it up. Nasty gas station cookies.
Right.
Two of those. Check. Big box of sweet tarts. Check.
Sour Skittles.
Big box of sour Skittles. Check.
A1 jerky.
Check.
Papa John's pizza.
Check.
Whatever he had. The
Jameson.
Fucking,
two shots of Jameson.
The 8 plates of food at Sykes.
Check.
And then on top of, like, the fucking 6 rock stars.
But, and then what did we say? It would have been cheaper to just piss back into the rock star can and drink that again? Because,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if you guys have rock star if you drink that shit, but if you drink a few of them in a day, the next time you pee, it will look just like the rock star looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's
exactly.
a reason they put it in a black can.
Right.
If you pour this shit out into a glass, it's like neon
and just imagine your piss that color.
I can't help myself though. I don't know. Like, it's a routine and I hate it. Like, I work at a water store. I should be drinking just fucking water.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Because I don't know. Like, I load my truck and I get in it and then I go right across the street and I'm like at Sykes and I'm like, ah, fuck. But I need one. And then I start rationalizing it, and I'm like, you know, I don't drink coffee. Everyone drinks coffee. This is my coffee that I drink all day long. is that it's probably a lot worse for me than
I'm
coffee.
I'm pretty sure it's worse than coffee.
Okay, so stripper, dick in the best man's butthole. Allegedly raped by a stripper with a sex toy, had stepped in for the groom who, quote, wasn't interested.
So it sounds like he was all right.
It sounds like he took one for the team. The groom was like, nah, I'm good.
The stripper's like, I'm shoving this dildo on one of your asses.
I don't care
who it is, so someone better step up.
You guys better rock, paper, scissor, because yeah, I'm getting
you
really...
draw straws.
I'm getting flaccid over here. Like, hey, that's not a dildo. She's a man! Holy shit! Let's see. The groom wasn't interested in his Bucks Party strip show. A witness told the Melbourne Magistrates Court the alleged victim had been egged on by a cheering crowd of up to 30 men to perform with the hired stripper, Linda Marie Nags.
Wait, did they do this in front of them?
It's starting to sound that way.
Wow.
It's like, thanks, guys. Way to help me.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, pushing him to the front, and he's, like, fucking starting to shed tears and shit. I don't want it. No. After the groom sat down after spending less than a minute with her. Well, in that less than a minute, did you try to put things in his butthole? Because, you know, that would be about all it would take. Like, she skips everything and
right,
just goes straight
right to putting it in the butt.
Something of mine into something of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, I'm good.
No.
Like, at all, please. Quote, all the boys there wanting a show. All the boys were there wanting a show. Excuse me. She was a little drunk.
Oh.
Nags, 39. She's 30. Wow. It's impressive. It's plastic, probably.
Plastic surgery is amazing these days.
Right. Nags, 39, has been charged with putting things in his butt, with raping the best man who told police he was sexually penetrated with a vibrator during the party on the Mornington Peninsula last September.
Yeah, it's probably just a huge black one, too.
Oh,
just
you
to
know,
make it worse.
Just fucking shameful as fuck. Wash the pain away, buddy. Like, oh, man, you would like to think as a man, though, if you didn't want something going in your butt that a girl, a woman, was trying to put into
right.
your butt, you would be able to be like,
how
no,
is,
bitch,
yeah.
flip her around, bend her over, and be like, how do you like it in your fucking butt?
Right. How was he unable to stop her from doing this?
You know
he
what
must
happened?
Have wanted it.
He wanted it.
But he was a
and
shit.
Then,
he was
no,
embarrassed.
He wanted it while he had balls full of fucking testosterone and fucking man batter. And then, you know, she's fucking his ass, jerking him off and shit. After he comes, she's still going. He starts crying and is like, this isn't what I signed up for now.
Yeah.
And now he's calling rape. He's being a bitch now, I
yeah.
think. That's a bitch move. That's like after the girl's like, yeah, fuck me. Yeah, 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 fuck me. Woo! And then she's all done and then she starts crying. And you're like, what's wrong, honey? I didn't want you to fuck me. What?
Yeah.
You know?
And now I'm going to tell everyone you raped me. Oh, and by the way, I'm not really 18 either.
Oh!
Just to throw that out, too, of course. Are you going to be all right? Holy
oh
crap.
Oh, my God. Look, dude. A tear.
Are you
that oh, my God, Braden. That may have been the single most funniest thing you've ever said on this show. Whew, fuck. Hold on. Excuse me.
Did okay. you shit your pants again?
I will appreciate you never bringing that up again after the show is over.
Okay, once the show's over.
That was for... Really?
Yeah.
That was for this show only.
All right, well, the show's not over yet. So.
Right, I hope this is the first show that fucking Slop Star listens to.
Oh, please.
They're like, yeah, please interview me. Please write poems with me.
They might actually enjoy it.
Oh, fuck. It's fun.
Well, yeah, it's because, you know, it happened to you.
Right. The alleged victim. You just wait. What I didn't tell you is that I saved a little of that shit while I cleaned it.
Oh, okay.
And I put it in something of yours.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what, though.
Okay.
Let's play a little game called Where Is My Poop?
Okay, where is my poop hiding?
Oh, fuck. The alleged victim, who cannot be identified because he's still in a corner crying, had his pants pulled down to his knees and his top off. They're making it sound like he's a girl. He had his top off.
You mean his shirt was off.
He had his panties around his ankles, and he had his blouse unbuttoned, and his mascara was running.
Because of all the tears.
Exactly. He had his top off when Nags was passed a vibrator by a female assistant, also known as the best man's wife.
Oh, there was accomplices. See, now they raped. Helped rape.
One witness said the best man had looked uncomfortable throughout the performance.
I would imagine.
Is that it?
I like how they call it a performance.
Right? Or...
Yeah, it's a performance.
A performance, a.k.a. my big black dildo in your asshole. Mm. Uncomfortable, a.k.a. crying like a little bitch. What would you do? Say I'm getting married tomorrow. Tonight's my fucking bachelor party, my fucking cock party. You're my best man. We get up there. Stripper comes in. She's like, who's ready to party? I'm like, nah, I'm good, but my best man's all about it. Okay. And she fucking, like, what would you do in that position?
Well, if she had a voice like that, I'd probably sock her in the face, because she's definitely going to be a guy.
Even if she looked like that.
Even if she... No, I wouldn't.
Is that like Dr. Girlfriend? Like, she's so fucking hot. I mean, I know this is a cartoon, Venture Brothers, but like, she's hot, right?
Right.
For a cartoon. But then she talks. She talks like this, and she's like, oh, Monarch, come here.
That wouldn't bother me as much, as long as she wasn't fucking me with a dildo. I mean...
Once you pull out the dicks, then I'm
Yeah,
I'm
if
gone.
I could just, you know, fuck her like, you know, a normal chick, I could probably get around the voice, as long as I just, you know, put
this
a gag
so
in her
great.
Mouth.
Okay. One witness said he looked uncomfortable throughout the performance. He was forced onto all fours by Nags, who was naked and wearing a sex toy. So she's like, get on the ground.
Well, you know what? If she was actually able to force him physically into doing this, you fucking deserved it.
That's true. I'm with you on that one. Quote, she went behind him and pulsated to push him to the ground,
what?
He said. She went behind him and pulsated to push him
Proceeded.
To the ground. Pulsated.
But
P-U-L-S.
The, I know, typo, right.
That is nothing like proceeded. I think pulsated, like with her hips. Like, come on, get to the ground. Get to the ground, face down, ass up. I'm going to stick this in your butt. No. I think that's how it went. Quote, why did you do... Or wait, okay. She pushed him to the ground, okay? You're Braden. You are down on all fours. She's up there. Okay, ready? The witness, okay, excuse me. I have to regain my composure. The witness said he heard the man scream and get to his feet.
That's when you know there was penetration.
You know, it went a little something like, the fuck is that?
Oh, he knew for sure.
He knew
what it
the
was.
Fuck is that?
Yeah,
he knew exactly what the fuck that was. Quote: why did you do that for? Why did you do that for?
Wow, nice fucking sentence.
Well, you just got fucking your butthole fondled
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, what I mean, you're not gonna.
You
be
didn't
there.
Have to do that, he said. The court heard the man then pushed Nags in the chest. Oh snap! He pushed her. She retaliates with a right hook punch, but missed, and then threatened to come back with my bikey mates. What's a bikey mate?
I don't know.
Is she a biker stripper? Is that? Wow.
That would explain how masculine she is.
I know, dude. He pushed her in the chest in her fake titties. One pop. She's like fucking right hook to the face. Missed because he's a little quicker. I'm coming back with my biking mates, you slag. quote, she was a little bit hysterical. She thought she was a boxer. the best man's brother told the court. Like, man, where did you get this stripper from? Mike Tyson's own personal fucking
barrage. It's Mike Tyson's new wife.
No shit. I don't think he could see what was going on. He said Nags had been riding his very conservative brother like a dog or a horse before the alleged rape.
So did the stripper.
She was riding him like a dog or a horse. You know, either or.
They both have four legs.
I don't think he could see what was going on. I don't think he knew what was going to happen, the witness said. So, all these people, though, your supposed, quote, friends, are like, oh, shit, what's she going to do with that? You're on all fours going, what the fuck are they all looking at with this funny, weird look
on
their
face?
Yeah,
with your pants down in your ass in
the
air.
It's like, help a nigga out much? You know, like, hey, maybe, like, I would make the fucking sign, 8 inches, your butthole.
Okay, no, wait, look at it this way. If you're at a party and there's someone you know, friend or whatever, just someone you know there, that you know some chick could forcefully, with no problem, fuck this guy in the ass, you would totally be all over that.
But we're not talking about just some normal chick. This is like the chick from fucking Hell's Angels here.
But still, though.
I would, though. I would be like 8 inches... black in your asshole. I'm making signs. You guys, this is for me and Braden here. Just to see him squirm even more. Because it's better when you fight it, right? Oh, man. Let's see. Couldn't see what was going on. The brother denied seeing drugs at the party where two strippers performed and topless waitresses served. They're like, we just want to clarify this. He was totally sober when he got fingered in the ass.
Well, I don't know. Could have been alcohol involved.
Well, no shit. Obviously, there was. He said the men had been loudly cheering in a mature way during Nag's act that began with her whipping the man next to him in the groin. The witnesses said he could not remember Nag saying she would call the police or being struck in the head in an upstairs bedroom. What? Where the fuck does that come in? The court heard the best man told his brother in the toilet that he was bleeding after the alleged rape. So I shit my pants and he's bleeding out of his asshole. Mm. I think I win this game.
I think you got the better end of the deal. At least yours was exit only.
The court was closed to the media and public while the alleged victim gave evidence for just under 2 hours. Could you imagine hearing this whiny, snivelly bitch go into detail about getting a dildo in his ass for 2 hours? I'd be like, okay, we get it. You were, quote, overpowered.
Yeah, I can imagine that. It's like listen to you talk during a show for 2 hours.
Is that what it's like?
No.
Someone's got to. You just sit there fucking quiet. God, that'd be a fun show.
Yeah, would be.
Wow, that is fun.
I was just letting you kill it. That's
oh, okay. Biswaden Mitra from the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine said the alleged victim had injuries the day after the party, but when shown photographs of the sex toy, Dr. Mitra said he could not say if that was the toy that ripped his asshole up. And that is it for that story. It was so bad they called in fucking CSI. And they're like, can you match the wrinkles on this dildo to his asshole, please? Mm-hmm. They're like, well, we can, but
matches.
We're going to have to take a fucking mold of his asshole. Oh. I don't know if we should do that. Well, you want to do one more and get out of here, or should we just get the fuck out of here?
We can do one more.
All right. Apollo says, haha, man, what a party. Fuck yeah.
Why? Were you there?
Were you, Paulo? Was that Paulo's asshole?
Perhaps. This one is called Man Accused of Sex with Dog Forcing Child to Watch.
Man, this is a very sex-filled episode. We're going to have to beat off after this.
I'm good.
I
think these stories kind of beat me off on their right? own. I didn't even have to do anything.
That's awesome.
Castle Rock Man is
not only did I crap my pants, but I also came in them. Just saying. No big deal.
All right.
Man
is accused of having sex with a dog and forcing a 7-year-old boy to watch.
A dog? Of course he was.
Of course.
I mean, what else would you have sex with? A person? Right. Who does that anymore? Not me, that's for sure.
According to the police.
Not after the story of that gets out of me pooping my pants. You think my... I didn't even think of that. Holy shit. You think my love life is just sad news now?
If they ever hear that.
Well, that because everyone I meet, I'm like, I want people to listen to the show.
Just
and
not
stuff.
Episode
so
83.
Like, yeah. You know, we do a show minus EP 83, but you can listen to every other one. Oh, man. Okay. Please continue.
So, according to the police, the boy stayed with the man from August to December 2007. It was during this time that the boy said Jason had sex with a male dog named JoJo in the bedroom of Grand Junction home.
It was even a male dog?
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's not like you go out and maybe a chick will talk to you. This is a dog. You could go to the pound and be like, do you have any female dogs? Because I'm not gay.
Yeah, but, you know, when... When you get to the point where you're willing to fuck a dog, is it really going to matter to that person that much?
Do you want a fucking asshole or a vagina?
But it's a dog.
I don't know if you know this or not, but dude, dogs don't have vaginas.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, when you get down so low that you're willing to fuck a dog, I mean, is it going to matter to that person what they're fucking at all? I mean, you're fucking a dog.
Can you physically fuck a dog, though? Like, if it was a female dog, will a male penis fit into a dog vagina?
No idea.
Email us info@thejambo.com. I am curious, George.
And if any of you do know the answer to that, please explain how.
How you know that or yeah. How it works?
How you know that information is fact.
Right. Okay.
So the boy told police that Jason...
Because they would have little dog vaginas, right?
Well, I'm assuming they have vaginas.
I mean, are dogs hung? Like, I don't know enough about the dog anatomy. I
never studied it, to be honest.
That's a lie. Okay. Look how you're blinking when you said that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to blink.
Oh, wow.
The boy told police that Jason instructed him to watch because he should learn how to do it himself.
What?
Because you're going to grow up and you're going to be sad and lonely just like me, and all you're going to be able to get is this fucking dog ass.
Because we're going to get this dog pregnant and it's going to have little litter.
Yeah, this male dog. And then we're going to get this male dog pregnant.
Right, and then you can pick the one you want. Right. And then you can raise it and so when it's big enough to fit your dick into, mm-hmm. you'll be good to go. All
right.
That is amazing.
Sounds like a pretty nice guy, really.
No. Paulo says, Matt, you should see the article I just submitted to the Flathead Beacon. Man farts and craps own pants. That had better not have been about me, dude. I can see Paulo there going, okay, to write a journal, you need who, what, where, when, how, why. Okay, who? Matt of the Jam Hole.
Where?
What? Crapped his pants. When? This morning.
Why?
Oh, because he ate a bunch of shit. Okay.
Let's see. So it's under investigation on a felony obscenity charge and posted $1,000 cash bond. Wow, that's it.
All right.
$1,000. He has a warrant for indecent exposure.
The dog or the guy?
I'm assuming the guy because it was in front of a 7-year-old boy.
Whoa. That's the kid he was showing how to do it?
Yeah.
Do so you think, though, the kid was like, Daddy? How do you fuck a dog? And he's like, well, I'm glad you asked, honey. Come here. Let me show you this informational video.
Oh, get this. The alleged incident came to light in June when the boy's mother said she caught her son trying to have sex with a family dog, and he told her that he had learned how from Jason.
Oh, I learned it from watching you. So it's the mom's kid. And then Jason is the mom's boyfriend.
That's like me
going over to my fucking friend's house and teaching her kids how to have sex with their cat or
but
something.
But this guy lives in Colorado and his mom lives in Texas.
Wow.
So maybe it's his dad. And
I'm
they're
sure.
split up, you know.
Because, you know, a family that fucks dogs together lives...
Is not together.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh. Well, that's it for that story.
Oh, Stereo Radiation says, new internet May is born. What the fuck does that even mean? Matt will be henceforth known as the pants crapping guy, and he will hang with the Leave Britney Alone guy and the Chocolate Rain guy.
You kind of made it Chocolate Rain.
I will be pretty fucking pissed if after doing 83 episodes of this show, the thing that gets us recognition is me crapping my pants. Because I would have done that like 82 and a half fucking episodes ago.
If you would have known.
And been like, there you go. give me my internet money, I'm done, you know? But no. Thanks for telling me, guys. Thanks for telling me. You ready to get the fuck out of here?
I have not eaten yet today.
I'm so fucking tired. I'm afraid to eat.
Really?
Because then I'm going to have to fart, and then you know what the fuck's going to happen.
Just don't eat a bunch of fucking gas station, like, Chex Mix
that
and shit like that.
Is a good point. So, yeah we're done. As usual, you guys can go to thejamhole.com. Email us info at thejamhole.com. We have twitter.com/thejamhole. We have myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. We have youtube.com/thejamhole. We have a donate button. If you guys like the show, show your support. Give us some money. We'll give you some stickers. Also, a big thank you to the girls that work at my office, again, for sending out the stickers.
Nice.
Today. Those got sent out. Paulo, yours will be there probably soon. Burger, yours will also be there probably soon. So, yeah, we still have a bunch left. Donate us money. Support the show. You'll feel good. We'll have money. You'll have stickers. See how that works out. And I'll be able to pay for the stickers and stuff.
Use a tampon, Matt.
Go fuck yourself, Paulo and Braden. Can you do that? That would have just, like...
That just plug your asshole.
Do you know what kind of force that would have came out with, though?
Instead of that... The tampon would have been a fucking deadly projectile.
That's what I'm saying, though. Instead of having just shit to clean up in my pants, which was okay,
you
would have
killed someone with a shitty tampon.
I
would have
had a big fucking hole in my pants on top of that.
Right. You probably would have killed your cat
and then
or
shit all over the stuff. Oh, 26.
Oh, you missed it.
Too little, too late. Oh, hey, 26. You lose.
Yeah, he missed a lot of
good shit. You don't have a clock? 7 p.m. Montana time. I don't know what else to fucking tell you. So, yeah, we will have the videos of our trip. We made a video while we were driving. It's pretty amusing.
And waiting in the parking lot.
And then one in the parking lot. And then I did upload another emo poetry. And I know I said no more for a couple weeks because I was thinking I wasn't going to have anything else to write about. But I got another one. So maybe I'll record that one tomorrow since I don't have a show or anything to do tomorrow. So... Anything else? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, we are going to take also, instead of just having the YouTube account, we're going to make a page on thejamhole.com
for videos. Yeah.
And then we'll embed them there or whatever the fuck. So
it'll basically be YouTube videos embedded on a page on our website.
Right. So you can just go right to our website and see them there.
But just one more location.
I kind of like having them on the YouTube because it counts the views and all that shit. And
yeah.
I like that. And you
but
can
if we
comments.
Embed it on our website, when someone watches them on the website, it'll add to the view counter.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, the PayPal donation, we take credit cards, debit cards, PayPal things. You can send me fucking just dollar bills. I don't really give a shit. But yeah, $5 increments starting at $5, yeah. $10.
That's the lowest PayPal will let you donate.
I know, and
you have no
really
choice.
If you're like, well, I just want to give you $2, if you do that, you are no longer allowed to listen to the show. Go fuck yourself. So yeah, we will talk to you guys Monday. Today's Monday. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday.
Ooh, yeah, I got it.
I'm going to go shit my pants. Wednesday, 7 p.m., 26. Don't forget. Bye-bye.
Capri-os.
We are talking to you. Talking to you. From the Time Machine Control Center.
Couldn't find a way to live for today. Never live for tomorrow. Got a handful of stones and a head full of sorrow. Baby got a bunk and a buck I can borrow. Get it back if I can. If I can't, I'ma owe ya. You know I'm gonna owe ya. Be nice if the vagabond girl's good for ya. Cleaner than ammonia, sicker than pneumonia. Never let them own ya. The tax man will phone ya. I'm a soldier, bumps with the loners. Never been a poser, known to cut corners. The new order, opposite of colder. Hotter than a bullet ripping through another soldier. Soul of a golden godsmith thought as he is how often he's often sold to the highest bid. No peace offerings, warlord, warlord. Born in an 03 action, traded for a record and some new stock options. Pop got me then when he was sock hopping. Warlord, warlord. I'm the name that the gods wanna claim when they come to bring fame to the truth in the game. We the few that remain with the view that's the same as back in the day. The party in the park, hey.
Your head is bumping, the beat is clean. I got to bring it back, I am your time machine. I show you something you ain't seen. I got to bring it back, I am your time machine. Everybody in the party say,
hey!
Everybody in the party say,
oh!
Everybody in the party say,
hey!
Everybody in the party say,
oh!
Your head is bumping.
Yesterday, oh yesterday, what they do today will take your breath away.
Remember Saturday, it's a Saturday. Your smooth operator, Big Daddy Kane.
Bring it back.
I do.
Cool, bring it back.
My crew. Sweatshop you with a new set of rules. Understand I'm in the center of the epicenter. When I enter, I'm an entertainer. In no fate, I'm better than your plain Jane. Condescending, corny, and I'm kinda ending everything you do. Everything is true. Kids step aside, let the king glide through. I'm a size 10 shoe. You can take a walk in them if you want to, but you better have rhythm enough and know it isn't enough to say you tough with chism is nuts. Cause that sucks, sucker. You ain't saying nothing, sucker. I ain't even playing with these stupid motherfuckers. Back to the fact that the basement is back and the bass is the backbone of the boom bap. And we move raps over the tune of new tracks from the future. I present the past. I move back. Your head is bumping. The beat is clean. I got to bring it back, I am your time machine. I show you something you ain't seen. I got to bring it back, I am your time machine. Everybody in the party say,
hey!
Everybody in the party say,
oh!
Everybody in the party say,
hey!
Everybody in the party say,
oh!
Your head is bumping.
Time Machine Control Center.
What we're gonna do right here is go back into time.
Bring it back.
Back into time.
We are talking to you from the Time Machine Control Center. Bring it back.
Hey!